记录在哥伦多前书第七章第一到五节。下面是读经的时间，请弟兄姐妹打开圣经，我们一同的读经。好，我来读哥伦多前书第七章第一到五节。论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不近女倒好，但要免淫乱的事。男子当各自有自己的妻子，女子当各自有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非 两项情愿，暂时分房，唯要专心祷告方可，以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。今天尼克牧师给我们证道的题目是 Do not touch。 好，把时间交给尼克牧师。
Good morning, everyone. It's good that we can get together through live streaming.
各位早安，很高兴我们可以借着线上的直播来跟大家在一起。
Some of us haven't seen each other for 5 months or so, so this is the way that we can gather together.
我们中间有些人已经五个月没有彼此相见了，这让我们有一个机会可以再次相聚。
And by God's grace, let us look at God's word and see how it applies to our lives.
感谢神给我们的恩典，让我们可以看他的话，来看他怎样可以应用在我们生命中。
My PowerPoint this morning is in English, so I hope you can read English.
我的投影片今天是用英文写的，希望你能够看懂。
I ask you that as I look at the verses, you look for any striking statements from God's word.
我给大家的提议是，当我今天读经文的时候，你看看你能不能找到让你震惊的话语。
So we're going to be looking at some striking statements that will come across from these verses.
所以我们今天关注的是从这些经文里面，我们能不能找到让我们震惊的话语。
Have you noticed how the world takes God's truth and distorts it?
你没有注意到这个世界喜欢把神的给我们的一些真理，然后拿过来，然后曲解它。
We ourselves need to be saved from distorted views.
我们自己也要从那些被曲解的观点中能够被解救出来。
This morning, I'd like for us to take these distorted views of the world and clarify them through the scriptures.
所以今天我们早晨要做的一件事情就是，找出这些世界上所扭曲的这些观点，然后把它们更正过来。
And the inspired words that we have today will tell us that we are to glorify God with our bodies.
所以神今天给我们激励我们的话语是，我们要用我们的身体来荣耀神。
Verse 20 says, "For you have been bought with a price; therefore, glorify God with your body."
第二十三节那里说，你们的身体是用重价买回来的，所以要用你们的身体荣耀神。
This is my summary statement of our verses.
我这里对我们今天所读的经文来做一个总结。
Unite together in glorifying God in singleness or in marriage through spiritual devotion to God.
我们要联合在一起。我们来荣耀神，不管我们是单身还是结婚的，我们要通过属灵上面的奉献来荣耀神。
These verses before us this morning present the biblical view towards sexual desires.
今天我们看到的经文给我们讲述，圣经是怎么样看待性欲的问题。
Sexual desires are highly misunderstood and distorted in our world.
这个世界把性欲完全弄混淆掉了，然后把观点全部扭曲掉了。
So we want to take that which is distorted by the world and clarify it by God's scriptures.
所以我们今天要做的就是把这个曲解的观点用神的话语把它纠正过来。
I actually changed the title, but that's okay. It's called Glorify God with Your Body.
我今天讲到的题目有所改动，意思就是要用我们的身体来荣耀神。
It's good to remind us that whenever God prohibits us from doing something, it's for our good and His glory.
我们需要理解的是，通常神不让我们做的一件事，那是为了我们自己的好处，也是为了他的荣耀。
These scriptures will tell us how to safeguard our hearts against worldly temptations.
这些经文告诉我们怎么样保守我们的心，能够抵御世上那些诱惑。
Let's have a brief prayer together.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we are blind, you enable us to see.
亲爱的天父，感谢你在我们眼睛还在瞎的时候，你让我们能够看见。
We pray that you would reveal your truth to us to the point that we are changed.
求你向我们显示你的真理，让我们心得到改变。
So that you get the glory and we do not.
让你得到荣耀，而我们不要荣耀。
To this end, we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So we are to glorify God with our bodies.
所以我们要用自己的身体荣耀神。
We want to safeguard our hearts from the temptations of this world.
什么是保守我们的心能够远离世上的诱惑呢？
And that's the good that we are to live for, glorifying God with our bodies.
这个是就是一件好的事情，是让我们能够用身体荣耀神。
We'll be talking first about sexual desires.
首先我们来讲一下性欲是怎么回事。
Verse 1, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
第一节讲到说，男人不亲近女人倒是好的。
Paul's word, not to touch, means don't touch so as to increase sexual desire.
保罗这里讲男人不亲近女的，意思是不要因为这样的亲近让你增加性上面的欲望。
First, we'll look at single people who are called and gifted to be single.
所以我们先来看一下那些被神呼召并且有恩赐能够做单身的那些人。
For single people who are called and gifted to be single, it's good. They will not touch a woman.
对于那些被呼召有恩赐可以单身的，他们是有福的，因为他们可以不用去亲近女性。
They also should not touch a woman.
当然他们也不应该去亲近女性。
So we come up to our first striking statement.
所以这里就是我们第一个让我们震惊的话语。
For some, singleness is God's calling and gifting.
对有些人来讲，单身是神的呼召和特别的恩赐。
Jewish believers tended to look down on single people as if they had a problem.
犹太人对于单身的人是有偏见的，他们是鄙视他们的。
As if single people were disobedient to God's command, be fruitful and multiply.
好像他们是有毛病，他们是违背神要生养众多，遍满世界的这个命令。
We too in our culture can sometimes communicate that there's something wrong if someone is single.
我们在自己的生活中可能也时不时在传达这样的信息，就是如果有人单身，那是不好的。
So as to put pressure, undue pressure on a single person as if they need to get married.
以至于我们有时候给一些单身的人施加不恰当的压力，好像他们必须要结婚。
As if single people need to grow up so they can be respected.
好像他们需要变成熟，以至于可以被人尊重。
And to this distorted view of singleness, Paul clearly says, no, singleness is better.
对于这种对单身的曲解，保罗非常明确地说，不对，单身是更好的。
In what way in Paul's mind is singleness better?
那么在保罗心里，为什么单身是更好呢？
How should singleness be celebrated among us?
我们为什么甚至要庆贺单身呢？
We go to verse 32.
我们看32节讲。
One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord.
而且没有结婚的人， 思想的是神的事，他怎么样来取悦神。
And then the contrast, but one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife.
与此对照的是第三十三节那里面，他讲结婚的人想的是世上的事，他们想的是怎么取悦自己的太太。
I can't read these verses without smiling.
我读到这些经文的时候，禁不住就要笑。
Paul says the single person is concerned about the Lord, and the married person is concerned about his wife.
因为保罗说，单身的人想的是主的事，而结婚的人想的是怎么取悦自己的妻子。
That's a very interesting statement.
这句话很有意思。
But what Paul is saying is two important truths concerning single people.
所以保罗在这里讲了两点关于单身的真理。
And that, first truth is that it is best to be single if you're going to serve the Lord.
第一条是如果你愿意要服侍神的话，那可能对你来说单身更好。
So that's what Paul's thinking about ministry, and he's saying if you're gifted and called, this is really good, this is best. Go serve the Lord.
所以他心里想的是，如果你被呼召，你要去服侍神。你又有这样的恩赐，那么你就应该去单身去服侍神。
So singleness is not about our own freedom, our own selfish satisfaction.
所以单身并不是要给我们带来所谓的自由，不是要为了满足我们自己。
Rather, singleness is for the Lord.
而是为了要主的缘故单身。
Yesterday, our nation celebrated our birthday.
昨天我们国家庆祝了国家的生日。
Sweet land of liberty.
我们这是一片充满了自由的土地。
There's another distraction from the world on the word liberty.
旁边就是一个让我们分散注意力的东西。
And so we have a quote, maybe you've heard it.
也许你听说过经常引用的这句话。
Liberty is not the power of doing what we like, but the right to do as we ought.
自由并不是给我们力量让我们可以做我们喜欢做的，而是给我们权利让我们去做应该做的。
And so if you're single, you have been liberated not to live selfishly, but to live unto the Lord.
所以作为单身，你已经有这样的力量，可以不要为自己活，而是为神而活。
And we should not look down upon anyone who is single.
所以我们不应该去藐视那些看不起那些单身的人。
So for single people who are gifted and called to be single, it is good not to touch a woman.
所以对那些被呼召做单身的人，那他们不亲近女人，这是好的事情。
Secondly, we must think of the singles who are not called and gifted to be single.
第二条我们要看那些并没有被呼召被赐予恩赐做单身的人。
It is good to look for a wife and one day or a husband and one day be married.
寻找你的配偶以至于有一天你们可以结婚，这是好的事情。
So those who are not called or gifted or even those who are dating.
对于那些没有被恩赐做单身的或者那些正在寻求配偶的。
The same verse, it's good for a man not to touch a woman so as to increase sexual desire.
同样的经文告诉我们不要去亲近女性以至于让我们增加性里面的欲望。
It could be said this way, it is good for a man not to touch any woman who is not his wife.
或者换一句话说一个男人不应该去亲近不是他妻子的任何女人。
The person you are dating belongs to God.
你所正在追求的、追慕的那个女人是属于神的。
Until she becomes your wife, you should not touch her.
她在成为你妻子之前，你不应该去亲近她。
The context is touching so as to increase sexual desire.
与此相对的是去因为跟她发生性关系而增加你性的欲望。
And the reason that Paul gives is in verse 2, because there's wickedness, there's immoralities.
因为在第二节里面保罗讲，如果有做了不道德的事，就会增加你的邪恶。
It's good for a man not to touch a woman because it can lead to wickedness.
在性上面触碰女人是好的，因为这样可以使你不犯罪。
So touching before marriage is not just unwise, it should be avoided, it's damaging.
所以在你妻子以外有男女性关系是不好的。
In my house, I have a fireplace.
在我们家里面有一个火炉。
That's where I'm supposed to light my fire.
我应该在那里面点火。
If I light my fire in the closet, it'll be damaging.
但是我如果去找一个衣帽间去点火的话，就会有很坏的后果。
The Apostle Paul says, increasing sexual desire is to be done in marriage. That's the safe place.
所以保罗这里面讲是如果要增加你性上的欲望，是应该在婚姻里面完成。
And so if we have touch to increase sexual desire before marriage, it should be confessed.
所以如果我们在结婚以前有过这样的性关系的话，那我们就应该坦白这样的罪。
God is most willing to forgive us and give us power to live differently.
神可以赐我们力量，让我们可以从这里面解脱出来。
Safeguard your heart. Set those limits and boundaries in the beginning.
要保守你的心，从一开始就给自己设定合适的界限。
It is unwise to wait until sexual desires increase and then set limits and boundaries.
不明智的举动是你在你的性的欲望已经开始发生的时候才开始给自己找界限。
Guard your eyes, watch where you look, because where we look, we have a tendency to want to touch.
要保守你的眼睛，不要乱看，因为通常你如果看到的话，就会引到你心上不正的欲望。
Conduct yourself in such a way so as not to entice others to touch.
同时也要不要去引诱别人，也要做这样的事情。
And now a second striking statement in the scriptures.
现在有第二个让我们震惊的话语。
How do we combat sexual wickedness?
我们怎么样来对付性上面的不洁呢？
Paul says, but verse 2, but because of immoralities, each man is to have his own wife, and each woman is to have her own husband.
保罗在这里第二节里面他说，正是因为不道德的事情，所以每一个男人都要有自己的妻子，每个妻子都要有自己的丈夫。
From this verse, we see that we are to have one spouse, and one man and one woman is to be the married couple.
这里我们看到很清楚的教导，就是每个人都要有一个自己的妻子，一个男人，一个女人成为配偶。
But Paul's main point is marriage is a safeguard against worldly temptations.
保罗主要想要讲的是，婚姻是保守一个人，让他可以远离世上的不道德事情。
There's a book that says everything that you need to know for life you learned in kindergarten.
有一本书题目就是你在这世上所要知道的，你在幼稚园的时候已经都学到了。
Touch only that which belongs to you.
只可以碰那些属于你的东西。
Don't touch that which doesn't belong to you.
或者说不要碰那些不属于你的。
If we have sex with someone outside of marriage, it is lust, it is not love.
所以如果我们在婚姻之外与某人发生性关系，那个不是爱，那个是性欲。
It is also destructive and damaging, and it's not good for anyone.
同时它也会带来毁坏，带来伤害，对所有人都不好。
So singles, if you have a desire to be married, that's good. Don't touch until the wedding day.
所以作为单身的，如果你心中有欲望的话，没有关系，但是在结婚之前不要去发生性关系。
Married couples, don't touch anyone else outside of your spouse.
结了婚的人，不要在配偶之外，再接近任何人。
So Paul is saying, marriage is safeguarded by not touching.
所以保罗在这里说，婚姻的保守是在于不去碰男人或女人。
Of course, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to give us such self-control.
当然我们需要圣灵的力量，给我们力量能够有拒绝这种引诱的力量。
And so here Paul says marriage is designated and designed by God as the right place to fulfill sexual desires.
所以保罗在这里面讲，婚姻是神所设立的合适的一个渠道，让我们满足性上面的欲望。
Safeguard yourself against sexual impurity.
要保守自己，能够抵御性上面的不纯洁。
Live for that which is good.
为那好的事情、美善的事情而活。
Glorify God in your body.
用你自己的身体来荣耀神。
And now from sexual desire to sexual duty to those who are married.
我们现在从性欲转到在性上的义务，对于那些已经结婚的人来讲。
And we look at verse 3. The husband must fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise, also the wife to her husband.
第三节讲，丈夫要尽本分对他的妻子，同样妻子也要对丈夫尽本分。
Marriage is safeguarded by a mutual fulfillment of one's duty.
婚姻的保守是借着彼此之间来满足婚姻里面的义务而完成的。
When I was in the Navy, occasionally I would get fire watch duty.
我在海军服役的时候，有时候会让我去观察那个火炮。
While people were sleeping, it was my responsibility to walk around looking for fires.
我别人睡觉的时候，我会在甲板上到处巡视，看有没有火。
So the word duty means a responsibility that is to be carried out.
所以义务的意思就是这是我们的责任，来去执行出来。
And now we have the third striking statement in our verses today.
所以在这里我们看到第三句让我们震惊的话语。
Fulfilling of one's duty is mutual.
意思就是我们完成彼此的责任是互相的。
Neither the wife or the husband are to be about fulfilling their own desire.
所以不管丈夫或者妻子都不是为了要只是完成自己的满足而已。
But both are to be seeking to fulfill the desire of the other, the spouse.
而是双方都要尽量去满足对方的需求和欲望。
One time on a retreat with youth, we wanted to give them a hands-on example of serving one another.
有一回我们去参加青少年的退休会的时候，我们给他们来展示怎么样来彼此服侍。
So at lunchtime, we gave them this simple rule.
所以中饭吃中饭的时候，给了他们一个房间。
Now during lunch, no one can feed themselves.
在吃中饭的时候，没有人可以给自己喂饭。
You must feed someone else.
你一定要给别人喂饭。
Wow, that's so hard because we're so accustomed to feeding our own needs.
这是很难做到的事，因为习惯上我们是第一想到是怎么样满足自己的需要。
To satisfy and fulfill ourselves.
就让我们自己得到满足。
And here, Scripture is telling us marriage has a duty to fulfill the desire of the other.
而经文在这里告诉我们，婚姻其中一个义务就是要满足对方的需要。
At the time of Paul, this would have been a most striking statement.
在保罗那个年代，这个是应该是最让人震惊的一句话。
Under Roman mindset, the male had privilege to fulfill his own desires.
因为在罗马人心目中，男人有天生的权利可以满足自己的欲望。
There's no thought of equal and mutual.
所以根本不会去想到平等或者互惠。
So that would have been most shocking, not just for them, but how about for us?
所以这句话对他们来说应该是最震惊的。那对我们来说又怎样呢？
In our country, women did not get a right to vote until 1920.
我们的妇女直到1920年代才有权利能够投票。
70 years of protesting before they finally got a right to vote.
而且那也是经过了70年的抗议之后才得到的选举权。
Some women were arrested, put in prison, mistreated, and went on hunger strikes.
有的妇女甚至被逮捕，投进监狱，被不公正的待遇，甚至要绝食。
That's just 100 years ago.
不过就是100年前的事情而已。
Women not viewed as equal or mutual when it came to voting.
在选举这件事情来说，妇女并没有视作是平等，是互惠的。
So do you see how striking these words would have been from Paul 2,000 years ago?
所以那你更可以想象在2000年前保罗的这些话是多么让人震惊。
In marriage, both husband and wife have equal mutual duty to fulfill the other's sexual desire.
在婚姻里面，丈夫和妻子都有同等的义务要满足对方的性的需求。
Marriage is about caring for the need of the other above one's own needs.
所以在婚姻里面满足对方的需求高过满足自己的需求。
In other words, marriage is about viewing your spouse as a person, not just the body.
所以意思就是说你要把对方，婚姻里面的对方看作是一个人而不是一个身体。
In our society, we're still struggling with equality.
我们这个社会里还在为平等的事情而争斗。
Not just in marriage, but also between races.
不只是在婚姻里，甚至在种族之间。
Some African Americans still do not feel equal.
有些黑人同胞，他们还是觉得自己没有被平等待遇。
Out of this feeling has come Black Lives Matter.
经过这种思想演化出来现在的黑命贵的运动。
A movement for justice and peace.
一个寻求公平和正义的一个运动。
To make things more difficult, our country is in an election year where people tend to say whatever to win the power.
更糟糕的是今年是大选年，所以政客们愿意说任何的话让自己能够被选上。
And then some unhappy people have taken advantage of the situation with violence and lawlessness.
所以有些不满的人就借这个机会，诉诸武力，来要达到自己所要这诉求的。
My initial response to Black Lives Matter is to say all lives matter.
所以我对此的回应就是，所有的生命都是宝贵的。
This is biblically true from Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image.
这个是符合圣经的教导的，因为在创世纪1:27那里说，神照着他自己的形象造人。
While this is biblically true, I've come to learn for some African Americans, this is not helpful.
虽然这个在经文里面是正确的，但是通过跟一些黑人的交流。我发现对他们来讲，这对他们的处境没有帮助。
They say the issue at hand is Black Lives Matter, not All Lives Matter.
他们认为目前我们所要关注的问题是黑人的命是重要的，而不是所有的命都重要。
Imagine on your street if it was your house that was on fire.
想象一下，在街上你自己的房子着火了。
When the firemen show up.You're really not concerned that all houses matter.
当救火员来的时候，你其实并不会关心说其他的房子都很重要。
It's your house that's on fire.
是你自己的房子正在着火。
You're hoping that someone will say that your house matters.
所以你希望听到的答案是你自己的房子现在最重要。
So this is some of the ways I've come to understand people of African American background.
所以这个就是我目前对于那些黑人背景的同胞他们所诉求的理解。
Instead of looking at the movement, look at the people. These are people crying out.
所以与其说是看这个运动，而是要关注那些实实在在的人，他们所要寻求帮助的呼求是在哪里。
How does the way that we live show that black lives matter.
我们怎么样通过自己生活的方式来表现出黑人的命也贵。
So we're still struggling with this equality.
所以我们仍然为公平的事情而争斗。
But back to the topic at hand, which is marriage, and we have our fourth striking statement.
回到我们对婚姻的讨论，我们这里看到第四个让我们震惊的话。
This one uniquely defines the Christian marriage.
因为他独特的，用他独特的话语来定义，基督徒的婚姻是怎么样的。
The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does.
因为这里讲妻子，对自己的身体并没有权柄，而是她的丈夫有权柄。
But Paul doesn't stop there. He says in verse 4, and likewise, also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
但是保罗并没有停留在这里，而是他在第四节继续说，同样的，丈夫对自己的身体也没有权柄，而是他的妻子有。
Again, this would be revolutionary to hear Paul say these words.
同样，这个是非常革命性的话语，让我们能够听到说保罗能够讲出来。
The Christian marriage is about giving yourself and your body to your spouse.
所以基督徒的婚姻是把你自己的身体献给你的配偶。
Without God, this seems most dangerous.
如果没有神在其中的话，这其实是很危险的。
It involves trust, trusting God, trusting the other person.
因为这里面牵涉到信任，信任神，信任对方。
So, just a few words about this, about giving our spouse authority over our body.
所以关于让我们配偶对支配我们的身体，我再多讲几句。
This doesn't mean you shouldn't consider the other person. We still need to consider the other person.
我们所要讲的意思并不是说不要去关爱对方。
Considering the other person should always supersede our desire to even fulfill their need.
因为关爱对方甚至要超过我们要满足自己的欲望。
We must consider the other person in the moment. Is it the right time?
我们要考虑对方这个时候是不是合适的时候。
Is it the right place?
这个是不是合适的地方。
What about the conscience? Are the actions considered acceptable?
还有我们的良心能不能接受，我们所做的行为是不是可以被接受。
So there's no room for abusing this authority and forcing a person to fulfill one's own need at their own expense.
所以这里面并没有让我们说为了要满足自己的欲望，所以就要去滥用对方。
So it's striking that scripture teaches mutual yielding of one's body, oneself, within reasonable agreement.
所以经文里面讲到的是在一个比较合理的一个大家能够同意的方式里面，我们彼此之间把自己的身体献出来。
Those of us who are married know that we don't always have reasonable agreement.
我们结过婚的人都知道，我们并不是总所有的时候都会有一个大家都能够同意的。
And Paul understands that too. So verse 5 says, "Stop depriving one another."
保罗当然理解这点，所以他在第五节那里面就讲，不要夺去对方的那个需要。
So it's common to go against verse 4, thinking one has authority to withhold their body.
所以通常我们会认为这句话跟第四节是矛盾的，就是不要为了对方的缘故，把自己的身体的权柄能够留给自己。
We are tempted to withhold our body, maybe to punish our spouse or manipulate our spouse.
通常我们会为了要惩罚对方而不让他们碰我们。
But Paul says depriving one of and the other is most unwise and actually increases temptation and dishonors God.
所以保罗说，为了要惩罚对方，不让他们碰我们，其实是不明智，同时也会增加他们的诱惑。
So Paul says, stop depriving one another except by agreement for a time.
所以保罗说，不要彼此禁欲，除非是大家商量好的。
For a time to get your hearts right with each other and get your hearts right with God.
同时也是暂时的，是为了要借这个机会，让我们彼此心里面跟神建立好正确的关系。
The sexual duty to be fulfilled rests on a biblical godly relationship.
所以我们在性上面的义务是建立在我们跟神 符合圣经原则的关系基础之上。
Now the fifth striking statement.
第五条让我们震惊的话。
Safeguard your marriage from immorality by increasing your spiritual devotion.
我们要通过在属灵上面的专注，能够来保守我们的婚姻从那个不道德的事情里面解脱。
If you agree for a time to abstain or deprive, then use that time to pray together.
所以如果你们同意说你们需要花一段时间能够禁欲的话，那么就要用这段时间来让自己专注祷告。
Verse 5, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer individually and together.
所以第五节讲所以要把你们专注在祷告的事情上，不管是个人也好，还是两个人一起也好。
Take time to draw nearer to the Lord. The spiritual union is over the physical union.
所以要花时间来亲近神，在灵里面的合一是要超过肉体上的合一。
Speaking of union and unity, our theme for the church is growing through unity in Christ.
讲到合一，那我们教会的主题是灵里合一。一起侍奉。
That's where our focus is to be on God and not on lesser things.
意思就是我们要专注在神的事情上，而不是在其他的事情上。
There are so many lesser things that can divide us.
有很多很不太重要的事情都可以让我们彼此纷争。
We can disagree over wearing protective masks or not wearing protective masks.
比如说我们要不要戴口罩。
We can disagree over who to vote for and who not to vote for.
或者比如说，到底是该选谁不选谁。
But our unity is above that. It's in Christ.
但是我们的合一是超越这一切的，因为我们是在基督里的合一。
It's not about us all thinking the same about lesser things, but thinking the same about Christ.
不是在这些次要的事情上面有一个想法，而是要在基督里面有一个想法。
So our focus is to be on Christ who unites us.
所以我们关注的是应该用基督来使我们合一。
Even so, sexual union is not to be the focus, but it is the overflow of a healthy, godly relationship.
所以这样来讲在性里面的合一就不是说因为欲望上面的合一，而是因为是我们在主里面的联合而自然的流露。
Physical touching is to be above anything else. It's to be a spiritual experience.
所以在肉体里面互相接触是更是要表现出是因为属灵上面的结合。
For the world, it's a fleshly experience. For believers, it's a spiritual experience.
所以对这个世俗来讲这中间的结合是一个肉体上面的一个经历，而对信徒来讲我们是灵里面的经历。
So Paul says, Pray together, change your heart, change your attitude, and come back together.
所以保罗教导说，我们要一起祷告，然后再回来，再改变自己的想法。
And then he gives us another reason why we should do that.
同时他给我们另一条理由，为什么需要这样做。
So that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
以至于说，撒旦不会因为你们缺少自控而引诱你们。
The lack of self-control opens our marriage to Satan's temptations.
因为我们缺少自控，就会把我们的婚姻放在撒旦的引诱里面。
We need the Holy Spirit to give us self-control so we can serve the other above ourselves.
我们需要圣灵的力量，能够让我们有自控，这样可以彼此更好的服侍。
And so we should safeguard our heart and our marriage against Satan's temptations to destroy.
所以我们要严守自己的心，不要被撒旦引惑。
Husband and wife should fulfill each other sexually so that eyes and hearts do not roam elsewhere.
所以夫妻之间应该彼此在性上满足对方，这样我们的眼睛就不会去在婚姻之外到处游移。
But each of us is responsible for our own actions to serve the other above ourselves.
所以我们彼此之间都有责任义务，要更好的服侍对方。
Self-control is needed when you're single, and it is also needed when you're married.
不管你是单身也好，结婚也好，你都需要自控。
We're to come together physically because we celebrate our unity that we have spiritually.
所以我们在身体上的联合是因为了要彰显我们在精神上的联合。
And so we are to live for that which is good.
所以我们要为了那美善的事情而活。
And that which is good is glorifying God in our body.
所以那美善的事情就是借我们的身体荣耀神。
Just some quick additional applications.
顺便加一个小小的应用。
By way of God's enabling, may we glorify God with our bodies.
通过神给我们的能力，让我们能够荣耀他。
May we value Scripture over culture or worldly distortions.
让我们把圣经所上的教导能够视作高过这世俗上面的想法和曲解的意思。
Let us unite together to glorify God in singleness or in marriage through spiritual devotion to God.
让我们联合起来，借着在属灵上面专注神的事情，能够让我们一起来合一。
Don't think or stop thinking that your body is your own.
不要认为你自己的身体只属于自己。
Our bodies belong to God, and if we're married, our body belongs to our spouse.
因为我们的身体是属于神的，如果你有婚姻的话，你的身体是属于你的配偶的。
Reject worldly thinking that says, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it.
要拒绝那世俗的说法，就是说我的身体就是我自己的，我想怎么干就怎么干。
Seek God's grace to give yourself to godly relationships.
所以要求神赐你恩典，让你有一个神圣的一个婚姻关系。
Those who are single, give this time to greater ministry and devotion to God.
如果你是单身的话，那要借这段时间能够让你自己更关注在神的事工上。
Those who are married, guard your relational unity at all costs.
那些已经结婚的，要付上任何的代价，为了要保守你们婚姻的合一。
Lastly and most important, meditate often on the expense that Christ paid to own your body to God's glory.
同时我们要花时间来默想基督所付上的代价，为了要把我们的身体献给神。
Experience the work of the Holy Spirit of reflecting Christ to one another.
要思考怎么样借圣灵的力量能够反照神给我们的恩典，让我们去帮助别人。
By his enabling, live for that which is good. Glorify God with your body.
借着他的能力，让我们去做美善的事情，用我们身体荣耀神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these truths that we would never be able to come up with on our own.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让给我们这些靠我们自己能力根本没法想象的真理。
It's your word that enlightens us to your mind and your heart as to how we live to glorify you.
你的话语启迪我们的心和头脑，让我们知道怎样生活来荣耀你的名。
We ask you to keep uniting our hearts and growing spiritually in Christ.
求你让我们心继续合一，能够在灵里成长。
Especially now in our singleness and in our marriages.
特别是不管我们现在是单身还是结婚。
By your Holy Spirit, give us the power to consider the other and others above our own selves.
借你圣灵给我们力量，能够考虑彼此，能够胜过考虑我们自己。
So that you will get the credit and you will be acknowledged and you'll get the glory.
以至于你可以得到所有的荣耀。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.